It's Thursday. Thursday.
It's Thursday.
March 25th, and you're tuned in to the Tammy Podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm eating kale.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Yes, yes, we are a day late this week for scheduling reasons, but we're here. So yeah, do right. not fret.
Better late than never. If you hear about that, stop complaining.
Wow. Man. Jeez. Wow. Someone on your ass? Someone riding you lately? Jeez.
You know, all these haters hitting up my Twitter.
Oh, I see. That's how it happened. Okay. Makes sense. I got it. Okay. Cool. What's up?
Dude, a lot.
Yeah?
A lot's up.
Yeah?
Okay. All right. I spent all week writing this goddamn paper.
Oh, all right. You're talking about school.
All week I was writing this paper.
Yes.
And then I got an email this morning being like, hey.
Extension.
Hey, Anthony, your paper, too general.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I have to make it general in order to make the point of why, like, this thing is happening. And then I talk with my TA about it, all the stuff. She's like, all right, I'll give you a chance. You can rewrite the part of your essay. You know, I'll give you till next week.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, she's like, you're a bright young student.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, you got both of those wrong. And then, and you can redo it. But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Tell me.
Here's the problem.
I want to hear the problem.
Monster Hunter comes out tomorrow. Monster Hunter Rise comes out tomorrow.
What you gonna do, homie?
I don't know if I have time to rewrite this paper.
What? Don't you want the mark?
Maybe I'll just take the L. Maybe I'll just take the... I know it's not a failing paper. It is definitely not
a failing paper. But do you really just want to... Like, you've been at it this long now. Do you really want to just, you know, coast?
That's what I'm thinking.
Do you really want to
coast? I've had straight A's for the first time in my life.
Do you want to just...
I don't know,
throw
man.
That all away?
I don't know. Monster Hunter, though.
Like save that B for when you really can't get the A.
Okay.
Anyways, TJ, you want to come over tomorrow and play Monster Hunter?
God damn it! I know, right? I have until next Friday. Not tomorrow. The next one. I can still come over and play Monster Hunter.
Listen, you should put your priorities in place.
Listen, I already rewrote like half the paper before this podcast.
You need to put your priorities in place.
I think I could take a break.
You gotta have a proof, man.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Edit. You gotta redo till it's perfect.
No, I can't.
Every day. For the next 7 days, you just write this paper.
Keep grinding Great Jaggy until I get the armor set.
Don't you have like an exam tomorrow or something?
Oh, I do have a test tomorrow, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's a...
I have a test at 3.
Midday?
Well, it's I have from 3 p.m. till 3 p.m. the next day to start it. And then it's an hour and a half for the test.
You do not want to start this test after you've turned on Monster Hunter.
True.
You know you do not want
I think I'm going to do is I'm going to start the test at 3. And then immediately after finishing the test, I'm going to go buy Monster Hunter.
Okay. And then write your essay.
And then play Monster
Hunter. Like, as it's downloading the patch.
And then play
Monster Hunter. You're going to...
No, I'm going to go home after this podcast.
Yo, my Switch has Monster Hunter on it right now.
The one you're listening to right now. And then I'm gonna, you know, I'm gonna.
I think you should prioritize the essay.
I'm gonna do the essay like after the full. Podcast. After the podcast,
you shouldn't play until you submit the essay.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
You should do it.
It's not possible.
I think
impossible. Can't do it.
I believe in you.
I don't believe in me. That's the problem.
The Great Jaggy cannot wait.
I don't believe in me that believes in myself. Vince.
Well, neither do I. You should, man. That's good. Mm-hmm. That's good. So those are your problems right now?
Yeah, that's my essay problem.
That's what you're dealing with?
Yeah.
That's your main struggle?
It's rough. Mm, okay. So with you?
Nothing. I'm putting on hand cream.
Yeah, I noticed. You got a bag of Flamin' Hot Jalapeno Cheetos over there?
Yeah.
And you're putting on hand cream?
Yes.
So you're in full gamer mode right now.
Yeah, I've had a lot of dry hands lately.
Haven't we all?
Yes. Yes, it is the winter. But you know.
Lots of cool things happen. But have you ever had a dry dick?
No.
No, never?
No.
You never, like, jerked off dry and then, like, your skin gets chafed?
No.
Interesting.
No, I take care of myself.
Interesting.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
No. I've always got someone to moisturize.
All right.
Anyways, Peter Chang writes in.
What's up?
What are your thoughts about the rising issue of anti-Asian in Kannada?
Okay.
There's a huge increase in America, especially as of lately. If it wasn't for us being Peter... And the rest of the Asian community. There would be no cool video games.
Am I Haitian?
Anime, Chinese food, and etc.
We already established that Chinese food is B tier Asian food.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you, Peter, but you should have not put Chinese food as one of the greatest things that...
Yeah,
like, don't get me wrong, Chinese is awesome, but it is not the best Asian food.
Yeah, if I gotta save Asian culture, like
Chinese it's not gonna be Chinese food.
It ain't there.
Chinese food is almost as... I don't want to say it's as bad as American food. Like, American fast food food.
It's the equivalent. It's the Asian equivalent.
Then again, you know, like, traditional Chinese food is pretty bomb.
It is, but that's not Chinese food we know and
that's
hate. True.
Like, that's not the Chinese food that is popular amongst the mainstream.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Got it. Yes. Okay.
What do I have to say about the anti-Asian hate happening?
Yeah.
Yo, fucking finally. Whoa. Oh, my God. like, their turn. Oh, fucking cruising these Asians. Just, like, graduating Harvard, taking up all the degrees. Mm-hmm. Like, fucking finally. No, it's I don't know. It's bad. Like,
what did you think we were gonna say? Like, yeah, obviously it's bad. It's obviously it's bad. But I'm gonna not play devil's advocate.
I was gonna say, whoa, dude.
But I'm gonna just throw a little spice in there, because I know a lot of Asian people.
Yeah,
like traditional Asian people.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say this: when Black Lives Matter happened, you know who didn't give a fuck?
Asians.
The Asians.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah, just, I know those people. I know those
just
exact
remember
same
that, okay?
I know, those
like,
exact
I
same
say
people.
That as you know, a Filipino person.
Yeah, I didn't say it.
You know?
Said it.
Like, but like, you gotta call it as you see it. Like, there's gotta be equality, and if you wanna, you can't just, you know, now that it affects you personally, now you can't just care about it.
Yeah,
right. Like, we're all in this together. So, like, just keep that in mind.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, but... yeah, it's not a good thing. But also, like, you know, like,
I saw you.
Yeah.
I saw you.
Yeah, let's be real here for a second. But yeah, there you go. So yeah, the hate against Asians is not good.
I just don't like. That's the one thing like I don't get. Like, I remember, I remember when the pandemic was just starting. And
yeah.
It was before things were closing, and I was in a Korean restaurant in Toronto.
Yeah.
And like one of the waiters was like, "You're not worried about the Rona," and I'm like, well, did you have it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, then we're all good, baby. Like,
text my box.
Yeah. Like, is anybody in the back have it? And they're like, no. And I'm like, all right. Like, it sounds good. Like, I understand that, like, people are very, I guess, wary about what other cultures think, because it's like, you do lump Asians into just like one category, just like you lump Black people into one category and white people into one category.
Yeah.
Right. And, like, that's not good, but also I just can't understand how people make that mental jump from the virus probably originated in China.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, the usually not even the Chinese person, the Asian person living who was born and raised in the country you were also born and raised
somehow
in.
Somehow it's their fault.
Yeah. It just like genetically passed down through it was a hidden gene that was awaiting inside you.
Yeah.
And then it just unleashed the Rona.
Yeah.
Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you like, you look at those people and it's like the people who are committing the hate are the people who probably would have hated on any other culture for any other reason.
Yeah.
And they just have a reasoning to be an asshole.
For sure. For sure. And it's obviously we're all in a like very bad situation, and like people, they just want someone to blame.
Yeah.
Right. Like, people just need a target, you know,
for sure.
To I guess to justify.
You know
themselves.
What? White people are tired of being the targets. I'm joking.
Oh my!
It's a joke.
He went there.
It's a joke.
He went there.
It's a joke.
He went there. But yeah, you know, anti-Asian. You know, like, so yeah.
People need. Yeah. What were we gonna say though? Like, people need a target, and then.
No, that's it. Like, people need a target. They need an outlet, right? They just want to point a finger at something. Sorry, they want to put a gun at someone. So.
More of it was, I think lately it was fists, right?
Like just beating old people.
Yeah, they were just like beating the shit. And then that one fucking Chinese lady beat the shit out of that guy with her cane.
Yeah.
And that was awesome.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But, it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like, this is not really, related to, like, Peter's question, but it reminded me of a discussion I had with a friend.
You have friends other than me?
Totally.
The fuck?
Yeah, acquaintance.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
We were talking about how, like, Asian immigration, right? Mm-hmm. And I guess on a political view, Asian people, like, I had always wondered why Asian people, like, they kind of, like, I hate to say this, but, like, Asian people know that, like, they're, like, a class below, right? In terms of, like, white people.
In their own, in, like, in general, or
like in general,
yeah,
okay. Yeah, like they understand that, right. Like as bad as it sounds,
yeah,
you know, like they understand that.
I have some choice words to say about that.
Yeah. What would you want to say?
I would say that if I were in someone else's home country, yeah. That yeah. I would still be a step below because we've been in Japan.
Oh, for and that sure,
shit has happened.
No, for sure, right? Like, for sure. Now, how do you feel about the whole like with the talk of like everyone equality and whatnot, right? Yeah. And everyone being equal.
Yes.
And like the goal is everyone wants to be equal.
Yes.
I was talking with like an Asian friend and they were saying how like no, they don't want that.
Who doesn't want that?
Them being Asian, they do not want the equivalency to the
white man.
Yeah.
What do they want?
And I was like, can you explain to me, because I didn't quite understand their perspective.
Yeah.
Now, I'll say this, they're an immigrant.
Okay.
Okay. And they're like, because, and then they told me to like, I traveled here specifically because it's the white country.
Yeah.
And I want, and like, there's a certain, and the way they said it, like, I was just like, I've never seen this perspective, but it's, there's a certain prestige in their mind that this mm-hmm. is the white country mm-hmm. and they have all these things because they are of white culture.
Yeah.
And yes, maybe I will take certain racial abuse for it, but at the end of the day, I get to live and benefit from the white culture.
Yeah. There was, I was actually talking about this exact shit, but in reverse.
Yeah,
to like, my Japanese whoa. Friend.
Yeah,
and so I was talking about how she was like, "Well, aren't you worried about like if you say like I've been saying I want to like teach in Japan at yeah. least for a year or whatever?"
Yeah,
and she's like, "Well, aren't you worried about like they're very like a xenophobic country yeah. and whatever?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but it's Japan. Like I'm not going there expecting them to change for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I have to go there with the expectation that yes, I will." Not be accepted by everybody. I will not like fit in and I will never fit in.
Yeah.
But like if I want to go there so badly, I have to be willing to be the person who like assimilates, mm-hmm. right? I'm not going to come there being like, hey, pizza pasta, make it a pasta sushi, right?
You never know.
It may be one day.
Could be you.
One day. Like you, I don't have that, that expectation, but that's also a different expectation from, someone who immigrated here than someone who was born here.
Yeah.
Right. From yeah. immigrants. Like yeah. my dad immigrated here.
Yeah.
From Italy.
Yeah.
But I was born here.
Yeah.
So even though I'm from Italian immigrants, I'm still Canadian.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Yeah, exactly. And then like that's why like this kind of conversation never like really associated with me, because I was like, I was always born here.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I totally faced some certain like, you know, like racism growing up, but like in my mind, I'm like, it's always been like, no, we should be equal, right?
Yeah.
But then...
I think that's... Yeah.
Yeah, but then from my friend's point of view, it's just like, no, I never want to be equal. Like, I always know that, like, I will be below, and that's what I want.
Yeah.
Because...
The below thing is weird. I think when yeah. you, like, classify it as, like, a ranking system...
Yeah, maybe, like, it's a poor choice of words.
Yeah.
But, like, in their mind, they are of the understanding that they want to be, like... They're okay with that recognition that, I guess, they won't be treated as fairly.
Yeah.
And
but this country or whatever country they move to has more opportunities than the one they came from.
Yeah, but the weird part, like your example of Japan, like we understand, like I understand your example with Japan because Japan is Japan. Like,
yeah.
It is a rock. It is not going to change.
Yeah.
But especially here in Canada, and I guess now, you know, like most of North America, mm-hmm. where like there is this push for equality all abound, there's a pushback for no, we do not want equality, and it's from the minority,
like yeah, from like, from a subset of minority,
yeah, and yeah. like that's wild in my mind. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess like now it almost like it like unlocked the thing in my head. I'm like, oh, now I understand. Like my grandparents were like even sometimes my parents when they have certain political stances, and I'm like, oh, that's why you're like that.
Yeah,
like, that's why you don't agree with certain. You know,
yeah, when you have like the immigrant parents who yeah. like are like, oh, this anti-immigration thing is good.
And yeah,
I'm like, wait, well, hold up.
Yeah,
like, didn't you do the yeah. same thing? Like,
yeah.
Wait up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like, it was just one of those conversations I was having with her, and I'm like, huh,
It's a completely weird, like, foreign perspective, because, like, I think the people who are mostly vocal about that stuff are the people who are like, I'm a minority and I was born here.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't choose to be whatever race in a predominantly white country. Like, fuck you. I should be equal. Mm-hmm. But then when you have the mindset of, like, no, I came here to, like, take part and take advantage of
what they're offering. The offerings,
right?
Yeah.
So who cares?
Yeah.
There was you remember the Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaj?
Yeah.
There was, like, one of those bonus episodes where it's, like, behind the scenes talking to the audience.
Mm-hmm.
And he said it as, like, my parents came here to survive, but I'm trying to live.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, his parents escaped, I think it was, like, India.
Yeah.
And they escaped India to, I shouldn't even say escaped, like, because that's also, like, negative connotation. But, like, they moved from India in order to have a different type of opportunity than they would have had.
Yes.
Right? But Hasan was born here, so it's different.
Right? Absolutely.
Like, he didn't make the conscious decision to be like, I want to move here because X, Y, and Z reason. He was just like, I just popped out and I was here.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. It's interesting to especially to talk to, like fresh off the boat immigrants to see how they feel.
Mm-hmm.
The craziest one is like when you talk to, like, immigrants in university and stuff.
Yeah.
Where they're just here for school.
Yeah.
They're like, well, what do you think about being? She's like, I don't give a shit. I'm going back to China after this. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah, I'm just here to get my things and get out.
Yeah, my dad gave me a bunch of money, about a Rolly.
Yeah, this might as well be a vacation.
I'm not even doing the work. I'm paying some other guy to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, it's there's a bunch of sides to the coin, but I would think, like, in general, yes, it's bad. Like, you shouldn't be attacking people on the street. I even think your friend could take into consideration, even though, like, I'm gonna receive a certain type of abuse and I understand that and I accept it, I definitely don't want to be, like, punched in the face.
So I was just like, wild, but stop the Asian hate. We don't need that.
Listen, I'm doing my part. I'm dating as many Asians as I can.
Wow. He's just offering his services.
I'm offering. Listen, I'm open. You're single.
Wow. All right, let's move on to a question to Chew on from Paul Chew. And he writes, let's talk Snyder Cut. Just like everyone else in the Nerdosphere.
Mm-hmm.
I know, 4 hours is long, so this won't be about the content itself, since I don't know if you've watched it or even plan to watch it. The question is about it in general. Had we not been in a worldwide pandemic and theaters had not been shut down, do you think the Snyder Cut would have been greenlit? Would the studios have come around to it and listened to the hashtag? Or is this a result of them just trying their best to come up with exciting content that people can stream from home? Related to that, what are some other things that are now super popular that you feel are only popular because they exploded during quarantine? Is TikTok only popular because everyone was stuck at home? Or would it eventually have gotten this popular anyway? So let's talk about the Snyder Cut first.
Okay.
We'll stay there. Do you plan to watch Snyder Cut?
Eventually. I don't really know when. I definitely want to see it.
Yeah.
But let's go to you first. Like, are you gonna watch it? Do you want to see it? Do
you care? I want to say I'm interested.
Yeah.
But it's not on the top of my list.
It's one of those things where I keep seeing people complain online about the length.
Yeah.
And it's just like, dude. You're the exact same person who would, like, binge watch a Netflix show for, like, 8 hours.
No, you're the exact same person who would binge the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe before watching.
Yeah,
the
exactly. Right.
Yeah. So I don't get it.
I don't get that part. But, like, I was thinking about it, and maybe it's, like, a difference between making a conscious decision to spend 4 hours, and then also, but compared to the fact that it's like, I accidentally spent 4 hours watching Suits. Like you can, like, brush it off on something rather than being like, I am dead set to waste 4 hours of my life.
Yeah.
Right. So maybe that, but I just don't get the length thing. It's like, what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
Dude, movies are movies and length is length. Like, Avengers Endgame is 6 hours after it all.
If they're complaining about fucking 4 hours of thing, but they have also watched all the Lord of the Rings extended editions.
Yeah.
They can shut up. They can shut right up.
Okay. The next part is, if we were not in a pandemic, do you think this would have been greenlit? The Snyder Cut?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
That would have been locked up in a vault. That would have been thrown away. movie theaters are closed. There are no revenue streams for these people, mm-hmm. and they need every avenue they can. So why not take that footage, let him release his little Snyder cut, throw it out on HBO Max?
Okay. I'd say, no, I think it would have been a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
You think it would have been like theatrical release?
Yeah. Okay. Dude, James Cameron just re-released Avatar to break the record
again. He re-released Avatar?
Yeah. And it took the record back from Avengers.
What?
Yeah.
How does that count, though?
Come on. Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's like, I have no doubt in my mind. Because, like, think about it. The bulk of the movie is filmed. Actually, it's all filmed. He's just recutting scenes. That's an easy win to put in your theater and be like, guess what? We got another big comic book blockbuster.
And maybe, oh, they re-release it in China.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're planning to re-release the Lord of the Rings trilogy in China.
Dude, like, they're just putting out shit. So, yeah, I think the Snyder Cut would have made it. Why not? I think you would have had both options, though. I think we're moving into a world where you can either watch it at the theater or stream it at home. Your choice. You just got to pay all the money.
That's fair, yeah.
Okay.
If the money's coming to them, what do they care?
Yeah. Related to that, what are some other things that are now super popular that you feel are only popular because they exploded during quarantine? So anything you could think of, and also is TikTok a result of quarantine?
No, TikTok was the replacement for, what was it, Musical.ly?
Musical.ly, was it?
Was it Musical.ly? And then like Musical.ly was a replacement for Vine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think TikTok would have eventually ran its course.
Yeah. I think maybe it only reached like the peak that it is at now but I think it still would have been very, very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. In terms of things that are popular now, I would like to say things like gig economy stuff, like Uber Eats and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It definitely existed before COVID, but there wasn't like every single one of my friends. I think you've used it too, right?
What?
Like Uber Eats or like DoorDash or whatever?
Technically, yeah. Like, have I paid for it? No.
Okay, then that doesn't count. Okay. So other than you, and maybe TJ, I don't know. Like, everyone else I know uses that shit religiously now because of COVID.
Like, yeah, the only times I've had it done is if someone's like, I'm going to buy you lunch. I'm like, sick.
Sick, just send it over.
Yeah, go for it.
I think that gig economy stuff, yeah, definitely wouldn't have been as big because the price is so ridiculous to add on top of your food.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you're afraid of dying by looking at sun, then.
Yeah. VTubers, obviously.
What are you talking about? No, that would have been, it would have been even bigger.
No.
Yeah, because it would have been cosplay events, it would have been anime expos.
No. VTubers are big because anime was so bad last year.
Yeah, but anime was going to be bad last year regardless.
No, so many things got canceled or moved.
Regardless.
And VTubers took the spotlight.
The spotlight they deserve.
Like, the whole stream, like, everyone's just at home. What are we going to do? We're going to hang out with our streaming people.
Yeah, I guess.
Right?
Hit those, parasocial relationships. Hit them up.
I do wonder when the world, you know, quote unquote, goes back to normal, will the streaming thing still be as big? Like, I don't think it'll shrink, but do you think it'll be as explosive as it is now, where it's like you feel like it's just constantly moving?
The awareness,
like, it's a snowball.
I think the awareness will stay, like you said.
Yeah,
like it's no longer this weird thing that people do.
Yeah,
but yeah, as soon as people can go outside, I think they're gone.
Yeah, like
I think right now, like XQC, the biggest streamer on Twitch, he's averaging like 90,000 viewers.
That's amazing.
A stream.
That's amazing.
For like, he streams for like 20 hours a day, this dude.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When does he sleep?
I don't know. Like every single stream he's done recently has been like 18 hours, 20 hours,
damn,
17 hours.
Damn.
Right? And he's mainly playing like GTA or role-playing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's averaging like 90,000 viewers. And I don't think those are sustainable numbers.
Yeah.
As soon as I can go outside and like hang out with my friends, like it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's like goodbye. I think everything on a digital medium, like, right, video games, you know, shows, whatever, it's all gotten super more popular. I was reading an article about how, obviously, and I'm part of this, like, the PC industry has exploded during quarantine.
Yeah. Everyone's learning about Bitcoins, NFTs.
Because suddenly, you're all working from home and you and your family computer just ain't cutting it.
They ain't cutting it. You got that 10-year-old laptop.
That or you and your kids all need a computer and suddenly, well, fuck, this house had two. Now we have seven.
My favorite is like the pictures of parents posting up their like kids' rigs for elementary school.
And it's like, wild.
Why do you got this? It's just Zoom. Like, who cares?
Why got that triple monitor set up?
He's just playing Roblox. Like, why does it matter?
Yeah, no, it's wild. So, it was that kind of stuff. I don't know. A lot of things, you know. I know hiking has never been more popular.
Which is still wild, because it's like, I don't want to go out and see people, but I will go to these hiking paths where there are a lot of other people doing the same thing.
And it's like, I've never, it's sick. Yeah, I did a lot of hiking this past weekend, and it's just like, I've never seen so many people on these goddamn trails.
And it definitely like defeats the purpose of going on a hike.
Yeah, it's wild. And you know they're first timers because they brought the stroller.
Yeah, that's our amateur move.
And it's like, dude, we're like going up and down boulders and rocks. Like, what are you doing?
Make that kid walk. Carry that kid.
Yeah, or like they bring their newborn and I'm like, what are you expecting to happen here?
So, I can see the newborn I don't have a problem with. As long as it's like, they got the, like, they're set up. Like, they got the swaddle bag or something. No, it's
the newborn in the stroller.
Yeah, not happening. Yeah, that's like, amateur move.
Like,
you got to carry that
kid. I get it. The path to the walkway from the parking lot is paved, but then that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
I understand you parked inside the trail.
Yeah.
But you eventually have to walk it.
Yeah, like, where are you going to do? You going to walk under that waterfall with your kid?
Like, my favorite are the newbies who, like, don't understand, like, the color system
for the trails.
And they're hey, like, we came from this. Where are you supposed to go? And then you look at the map and they're like, dude, you're, like, 10 kilometers the opposite direction.
Like, you're a long way from home. Yeah, no.
If you want to make it back, give me the baby.
Yeah. I almost, like, before quarantine, I wanted to buy those, have you ever seen those Bowflex weights? They're, like, adjustable.
Yeah, and you, like, put it in the stand, and then you crank the thing.
I should have bought those.
You should have bought them. They're, like, $1 billion now.
I know.
We were doing our home renovations. Yeah. I was talking to my dad about lumber.
Yeah.
And he was saying that, like, how he went out and bought a 2x4, and it was, like, it was something like $4 for, like, a 2x4. It was insane. Wow. Right, and then he went back the other day to get some shit for his new nail gun. 2x4s are $7 a 2x4.
Home renovations are a big deal right now.
$7.
Yeah, like it's crazy. Like the amount. Like I know we're in like a year into the COVID thing, but like people have really like just thought about like, you know what, this work from home thing, I'm gonna make it even better. Like, and they just make the most amazing living spaces now.
So unless my parents redo the top floor,
yeah,
like they would have just renovated the whole house at this point.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, so those are some popular things I think off the top of my head. You got any more? Or are you good?
I don't know. I think you should not be too bristle too hard.
Wow,
it's a little. You gotta cool down on that.
No,
you know, we're talking about all this anti-Asian hate. And the majority of VTubers are Asian, so
except for Hololive EN.
So listen, they also probably are Japanese in some way, because they also know Japanese. Most of them.
No,
maybe they do.
I'm pretty sure Mori Calliope is not.
Maybe Mori Calliope.
I'm pretty sure she's American.
Is like a 6 foot tall Nihonjin, and she's got step on me mommy feet. Like I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You'll never know.
Half an hour in. We got to get the show on the road. What's our picks this week?
You go first. Because I think we have some overlapping ones.
I don't know what my picks are this week.
Oh, my God.
PlayStation VR 2. They reveal the controllers.
Ooh. The fucking cages. Like the fist cage.
Those look awesome.
Those look like someone's going to get clocked with a VR controller.
I can't wait to spend too much money on this so that I can play one game that's not very good.
Beat Saber.
Yes.
Well, you can finally use VR for like Dirt Rally and everything. And
I just bought a sick TV. You really think that the VR goggle, the screen in there is going to be better than my TV?
No, listen. It's not about the quality. It's about the experience. Oh, and also, God. That TV is now for the person who's not in the VR, who's watching you.
So they get a better experience than me.
Dude, you're in the car. What kind of a... What are you talking about?
But it's not going to look nice.
You're in the car.
That doesn't matter. I have a real car.
Can you race it?
If I wanted to.
I'll do it, all right? Fuck you, bitch.
My next one, Final Fantasy VII Ever Crisis, the remake on mobile of 7 and...
Oh, yeah.
Turns out that's free to play.
Huh?
That's free to play.
So it's full of ads.
And it's supported by loot boxes.
Oh, fuck off.
Loot boxes will give you alternate costumes and weapons.
I'm out.
How much money do you want to pay for an ultimate weapon?
$0. How much is it? How much is the ultimate weapon? Tell me.
I don't know.
Probably $100. Yeah. It's probably for the whales.
Yeah, probably. And that's all I got.
That's it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start off with the small stuff. Guilty Gear. They put all the music on Spotify. So if you want to listen to Guilty Gear soundtracks, all quality, by the way.
Okay.
The whole OST is on of every game, I believe, is on Spotify.
Cool.
So go for it.
Cool.
Shin Megami Tensei Nocturne, featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry franchise. This was announced months and months and months ago.
Okay, yeah. I was like, this sounds so familiar.
Finally has a date.
When?
May 25th.
Mm.
It's coming out. It's real.
Long weekend.
It's real.
Okay.
After that, Silent Hill creator. What's that guy's name? I always forget.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Keiichiro Toyama.
Yeah.
The man who made Silent Hill. He's getting back in the horror game, baby.
Yeah.
He has teased a new horror game. He's tired of making Gravity Rush.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to scare the shit out of people.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's cool. I want to see what comes out of that. Especially because everyone's leaving Sony Japan right now, so let's see what these independent people are doing.
Mm.
After that is Ghost of Tsushima.
Ghosts.
It's getting a movie.
Oh yeah.
It's being directed by Chad. Oh fuck this last name.
Here we go.
Stalesky.
Wow.
Stalesky.
Okay. You should know this name.
Some Polish ass name.
You should know this man.
Why do I know this man? He's Polish. I'm not Polish.
He directed John Wick.
Oh my god. He is the director of John Wick. The game has sold, I think, 6.5 mil since its release.
It is a big bust.
And they're doing it, man. They're doing it. I think the choice of director is a smart move, considering that man is absolutely in love with anything Asian action.
Okay.
And before, like, people get all like bent out of shape, they're like, it's a Japanese game. It's not a Japanese game. It's a Western game about Japan.
Yeah.
All right. And even the Japanese were like, yo, they fucking aced that shit.
Yeah.
So the fact that they now have a director who, like, knows Asian cinema and Asian action cinema.
Yeah.
I'm fucking 100% down for it.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Cool.
The Yakuza producer? Producing team? Yeah, Yakuza producer. I forget his name, too. Man, all these Japanese men, they're so hard.
Okay.
Daisuke Sato.
What's up, Daisuke?
He had an interview recently. He was speaking to a French publication called Game Blog. And he talked about how in new developments, what he really wants to do. You know what game he wants to remake? You don't know what game he wants to remaster?
What?
Binary Domain.
Binary Domain.
Remember Big Bow?
It's so familiar.
It was a PS3 and Xbox 360 third-person shooter. You'll as soon as you see the art, you'll know.
Oh hell yeah. Yeah, this is a great game. Yeah.
So he wants to redo Binary Domain.
Yeah.
And what's more exciting for me is that he wants to redo the Yakuza Samurai games that only came out in Japan.
Oh, yeah. So
Kenzan and Ishin.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reasoning for at least the latter two is because of Ghost of Tsushima. He said that game single-handedly has like reinvigorated the Western audience's appetite for samurai. And because they didn't get to do that before because they were so busy bringing over the old Yakuza games.
Yeah.
That now that those are done, samurais are popular. They're like, hey, man, I hope someone gives me the green light. Bring over those to the West finally.
Ooh, I don't know how I feel about that.
What, about the Yakuza games?
Banking the success on the... Samurai Yakuza solely because people like Tsushima.
Risky, baby.
Yeah.
Very risky.
Like, if I got off Tsushima, I'm like, give me more of that, and someone said Yakuza, I'd be like,
what Yeah, they are definitely different games.
Yeah.
But from what I've played of, I think I played Kenzan because that one had a follow-along translation. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a website who translated the cutscenes and everything. And, yeah, that was pretty good. It was very samurai-y. It wasn't goofy like modern-day Yakuza's are. It was mostly serious.
Okay.
I never played Isshin, but I heard that's the better one.
Yeah.
I have Isshin, but I just couldn't get through the menus. Mm. It was too much kanji.
Mm.
So that's cool. I really want that to be real because I want English versions of those games.
Yeah.
Speaking of old games, a game preservation community called Hidden Palace have just released something called Project Deluge, which they have uploaded over 700 video game demos and prototypes from the PlayStation 2 over the weekend.
Cool.
So these are all PlayStation 2 builds that were confirmed to be unique and don't match the final build. So they don't have to worry about like modern day copyright strikes coming after them. But you just look it up. I'm not going to give you more information than that. Just go look it up. Hidden Palace. If you want to find like maybe canceled games, prototype games, I just recently dug out my stack of OPM demo discs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I should play demo discs.
No.
Hell yeah.
No. No.
I should go through all the demo discs.
No.
How can I? Can I 100% speed run?
What?
Glitchless 100% demo disc?
No.
Yeah?
No.
No?
Okay. No.
All right. But this is really cool. On the game's preservation side of things, this is very, very cool news. What's not very cool news is Sony.
What's Sony doing?
There's a rumor from a video site called The Gamer.
Yeah.
That apparently it's a pretty good rumor because it's being picked up by news places all over the place. Polygon, Kotaku, all the big ones.
Yeah.
They're saying that sources familiar with the matter are saying that the PS3 and PSP and Vita stores will all shut down this year.
Yeah.
And it has got the retro gamers in a tizzy.
Yeah, I bet.
Including me.
I bet.
So they're saying that the PS3 and PSP stores will close down on July 2nd, and that the Vita storefront will close down on August 27th.
Yeah.
So the biggest thing here is that, A, shit ton of like digital only, exclusive to that platform games that only exist there.
Yep.
They'll just be gone.
Yeah.
You'll never be able to play those games.
Yep.
Secondly, if you have a large library of DLC, if you have a large library of video games for those platforms, you better get a big-ass storage device because apparently they're going. The last thing is that people are very unsure because with, what was it, the Wii Store, when that shut down, everything was just gone.
Yeah.
So what people are worried about here is that if you don't have a game installed and you play it on your PS3, right? After the store shut down, will you be able to patch the game?
Okay.
Or will everything be day one patch, which then, even if you have, say you downloaded all your DLC, right? But you didn't install the game until later. Like, you can't use that DLC because you wouldn't, DLC is tied to certain patch numbers.
Yeah.
And it's just not compatible.
Yeah.
Like, what are you going to do in that instance?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
I always thought that the version on the store when you download digital is always the latest.
If you download digital, yes. But this is a specific disc problem.
Oh, right? I see. Like, you're
if
saying.
I pop in my copy of Binary Domain,
yeah.
Right, and I don't have it updated.
Okay.
Can I? Is it gonna be playable?
Oh.
Is it a buggy mess? If I have DLC for a game that I have on disc, but I can't patch it, can I use that DLC?
Oh, okay, I see your problem. Right? Okay.
Yeah, it fucking sucks, and I hate it.
Shit happens. Nothing lasts forever.
Discs do.
Live, laugh, love.
Shut up! Shut up!
Wanderlust?
No! I need to go. Yeah, so... Yeah, it's It sucks. I know the Vita people are really fucking mad about it because the Vita is,
listen,
the last bastion of visual novels.
No, the Switch is the new bastion of visual novels.
I don't know. The Vita, everyone loves the Vita.
Yeah, because you can pirate that shit.
True. And so now this is like, I'm like, hey man, like, piracy seems pretty cool. Maybe I want to sail the seas. I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was rereading. I also was rereading certain Canadian copyright laws.
Ooh, yay!
And I was like, oh, it turns out that I'm illegally allowed to make one copy of physical media that I own.
Yes.
And I'm like, I wonder if anybody's made like a ROM device for all my old shit.
Probably.
So, yeah. It's, I hate it. It sucks. I definitely plugged in my PS3 and I have been installing games. Wow. I've been going through the bin.
Damn.
Taking out, well, I think I have like a 2 TB drive on that thing.
Is that enough?
I don't know if it's enough to do everything, but I have reinstalled every single piece of DLC that I have bought.
Whoa. Whoa.
So all the Rock Band songs, all the games.
What happens demos, when, like, you just killed your PS3?
From running the hard drive so hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's the danger. That's the danger. Okay. So it kind of sucks, and I hate it, and I don't like it.
Well, it's nothing and, else, Trevor, man.
I think there was also, it's not new, because I think the head of Sony sales was quoted as, what was it? He was, like, at a Gran Turismo event.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I was at this Gran Turismo event, and, like, I saw Gran Turismo, like, 1, 2, and 3 beside, like, the new ones. And he's like, they look like shit. Who would play these? And I'm like, fuck you. I would play those.
I mean, not wrong.
He is wrong. He's wrong. There's so many advantages. There's so many business advantages.
Yeah.
Right? Get out of my face with this.
Mm.
Pissed. Okay. I'm pissed.
Okay.
But also, to piss gamers off even more.
Hell yeah. I love it when we piss gamers off.
Sony bought Evo.
Does that piss gamers off?
So it pissed fighting gamers off.
Why? Because Evo's a sham right now.
Dude, what are you talking about? Evo's grassroots.
But yeah, that's
grassroots FGC, dog.
That shit's a sham now after that whole kerfuffle.
Even before the kerfuffle, it's not grassroots anymore. So this is the one I don't get, where it's a bunch of people who are like, hey, look at this very huge thing. They were bought out by a corp. It's like, dude, they've been corp for like the past 5 years.
Yeah.
Ever since Street Fighter 4 got big, they've been corp. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. But Sony has acquired Evo. They own it. They're going to try and return it online in August.
Whoa.
And obviously this is going to mean certain things for the event. Like, meaning that, you know, they're only going to use PlayStations.
Oh yeah. For all their
shit. Which this gen they have been doing anyways.
Okay.
It was only last gen that they were using like Xbox 360s.
Yeah.
But this gen, yeah, it's been all been PlayStation, so nothing really changes there. There are some worries about like games that will be limited. Like the Smash community is like, hey, like we wanna play Smash though. If Sony is, they're not gonna let us play Smash. It's like, bitch, Nintendo doesn't want you to play Smash. So like, what do you care? And then they're talking like other things like Killer Instinct is Xbox exclusive and stuff like that. But Sony has come out and said that like, we're not going to change that kind of stuff. We're going to allow games from other consoles to still be played here, even though they're not on our console. Like, don't worry about that. So mm-hmm. we'll see how long it lasts.
Mm-hmm.
My idea is that it's going to be the long game. What's going to happen is that Evo for like maybe the first 2-3 years is going to be just like normal. And then slowly, Sony's going to be coming and be like, hey, but what if you did this? Bam. What if you did this? Bam. What if you did this? Bam. And then it's going to die. And then something else grassroots is going to take it over, like maybe a Combo Breaker or an NLBC or something. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah.
I can dig it.
Sony making money moves. They bought Evo because they're like, hey, we could buy this at a low price. This thing is fucking, like you said, in shambles. But the thing that pissed off gamers the most.
Oh, no.
Microsoft.
Oh, MSoft?
Microsoft.
Yo, Microsoft making all the moves.
Mr. Billy Gates, even though he's not a part of that company anymore.
Yo, Microsoft is making all the right moves, in my opinion. Yeah.
Microsoft is in talks, rumors.
Yeah.
That they want to buy Discord Inc.
Good for them.
For $10 billion.
I'd take that deal.
This was broken by Bloomberg. The original, this article got updated like insane. All right. But yeah, so Discord is interested. The original article said that they were more likely to go public, Discord, yeah, than they were to sell.
Okay.
But this kind of brings up the other question I had.
Yeah.
I kind of complained about on Twitter.
Yeah.
Which is like, why does everybody want to sell everything?
What do you mean?
I understand that, like, everyone saw Notch and they're like, dude sold Minecraft for $1 bajillion.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's like just chilling.
Mm-hmm.
But like, does no one really, does, I feel like those, like, there are a certain few big corps that buy up everything, and nobody really like wants to just build their own thing anymore.
What are you talking about?
Like, no one wants to see a company through. They want to build it until it gets to a certain point, and they're like, fuck it, sell it off. But nobody's just like, you know, I'm going to ride this out until I die. This is my baby. I'm going to keep it going. Like, I feel like everybody's just selling off whatever they create as fast as possible.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's disappointing to me. Like, I understand it. I understand the reasoning.
Well, what's the reasoning in your view?
That they're done. They're done. They completed life.
Yeah.
They got the money. They're out, and they can just chill.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it.
Who wants to work for the rest of their life? I don't care how much you love something.
I have a different mindset when it comes to I am the owner of this thing, and I built it.
Yeah? So you want to become Zuckerberg.
And it became successful. Yeah, like, why don't more people aren't like Zuckerberg? Instead of like, oh, I'll just sell it to Zuckerberg. Fuck it. Who cares?
Because some people just like, it's enough. Like, for Zuckerberg, it's not about the product anymore.
Yeah.
He's only getting those type of people only get bigger, not to make their thing better, mm-hmm, so they can become the people consuming smaller brands.
Then that's the problem I have. Maybe Zuckerberg's a bad example.
But it's like that, right? With every big company.
Yeah. I just like, why?
Like, cause you could say, why did Bill Gates step down? He was on, like, he could have done that till he's dead.
Yeah, but he started a new, like, the thing is like, he didn't sell off Microsoft or step down from Microsoft and then fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, he still has the Melinda Gates Foundation. He's still doing a whole bunch of shit that he's passionate about.
Yeah, but you can argue that his passion isn't computers anymore. Right? Like, it's not, like, that's not his main focus. Like, yeah, he sits as, like, whatever.
I don't even know if he's on board of directors anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, he's an honorary whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, the point is, you know, people change. You get to a certain point, it's like, do you want to do this? Do you still want, like, keeping motivation is tough.
Yeah, I think it's maybe the optics of the situation. Because, like, whenever I hear about, like, it's like someone just, like, he built this thing, and as soon as it got a tiny amount of leverage, then they're like, fuck it, I'm gone.
Well, how long has Discord been around for?
I don't know. Let's look it up.
Like, if it's been around for, like, a decade, then yeah, fuck off, yeah. Get out of here.
It's been 5 years.
Damn, that's awesome. Get out of here.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, it just makes me feel like people who make their shit, like, don't have pride in their shit.
I don't think that's it. I think for some people, when you can sell it, that means you did make something that was important. That means that, like, you like, and you don't know what people's certain goals are.
Yeah, and then it's like the mindset of like, you know what? I don't. It's true. I'm generalizing what's happening based, but it's just, I see these people, they something is like flash in the pan. They sell it immediately. Well, some other company fucking buries it in the ground, and yep, and then it's gone. Like, I just don't know. Like, if you've made something successful, you've proven to be a, like, why wouldn't you want to take your baby and make it better, make it the ultimate thing, instead of handing it off to somebody and watching it implode?
I mean, it you can look at it like at video games too, right? Like, that's the reason why, you know, like, look at some of your favorite video game franchises, right? Like,
yeah,
eventually the directors move on and they don't want to go back. Like, yeah, it's like, and people ask them, why don't you want to do this? It's like your greatest thing. It's like, I'm fucking done. Like, I don't care for this shit, yeah, anymore. Right. So it's like, you're injured.
Like, Hideki Kamiya makes all of my favorite games. He does not make any of the sequels.
Exactly. So it's just like, sometimes, like, you know, like, some people are just, they're just wired that way. Like, you know that you've reached your own personal potential with said product.
Yeah.
If someone wants to give you $10 billion, fuck it.
I guess my thing, maybe if I got to specify it more, is that very rarely do the people who sell it ever do anything after the fact.
Well, but like, why do they need to?
In my mind, it's like, I would want, like, how I'm thinking is like, I would want to. Like, if I made something that was so successful that made me a fuck ton of money, I could then take that and now I can like work on other passions. Like, as long as you're passionate about something.
But you don't know that.
I don't. It's true, but I don't see it.
Like, for example, like, but the thing is, like, when people leave and do that, generally they say they're leaving because they want to follow a passion. And most of those passions are way more small scale. Like, it could be something like, I've always, like, I just want to travel the world. Like, it's as cliche as it sounds, like, some people just, now they have the capital to take them, their loved ones. They can, like, make them all retire. They can go travel the world. They can experience life.
I don't know. Equate,
and, like, that could be their thing.
I don't equate personal passions in the same way, I guess.
Oh, so you think that if it's not, I guess, like, another product,
it's not a passion? Yeah, if it's not an impactful thing.
But I think, like, when people make these things, I don't know if you can say that they've set out with the mindset that I'm making this because I want to make a mark on the world.
Yeah.
They're doing it because, like, it was passion to them and it's something that they felt that would be beneficial for them. Like, that's how all these things start, right? Yeah. Like, it's, like, I'm sure Discord was a thing he started because he wanted a way to communicate with his small little community. Mm-hmm. It was never I'm making this for the world. Mm-hmm. It morphed into that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if Microsoft is going to take it, Microsoft's going to take it. Who knows where it's going to go?
Yeah. And with Microsoft track record, it's going to go in the fucking ground.
You don't know that. I mean, Microsoft's making all the good moves now. Right? Like, they
didn't buy Evo.
Exactly.
They didn't buy Evo.
They saw that and they're like, we could have bought that, but we didn't.
They missed out.
I don't know. We'll see what happens with Discord. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes, like, super integrated into Hotmail.
Someone changed the fucking Wikipedia thing for the developer is now Microsoft.
Damn.
That's funny.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that was my last pick. I was just kind of, I don't know. I was thinking about economies.
Economies? That was your last pick?
I'm a little bummed.
Wow.
Let's make more stuff, man.
All right. Let's rifle through the Square Enix Presents 2021 spring presentation.
Who cares?
Project Athia.
It looks cool.
It's now called Forspoken.
Yeah, that tech demo looks rad.
Yo, you remember Marvel's Avengers?
No.
Well, they're getting the Black Panther.
And Hawkeye.
Oh, no, he's out.
Oh, he's out already.
Yeah, but his special DLC is coming.
Oh.
Hey, I heard you like Life is Strange.
I like the first one.
Did you like the second one?
I know. Didn't give a shit.
Awesome, because there's a third one.
Game looks soft as fuck. Like, you were saying that shit? Looks soft. Looking soft over here. These developers looking soft over here.
Yeah, yeah.
There are so many ways I could just twist that game.
Yeah.
Like, A, they get the Japanese, was it her last name's Mori?
Yeah.
Like, they get the Japanese voice actor to play the Chinese girl.
Yeah.
They get the woman main character to have the emotion powers. Like, come on, how is this game not canceled yet?
Yeah. Outriders got a new trailer and a 6-minute deep dive.
I didn't know that this game is made by People Can Fly.
You didn't? What was their famous saying in Bulletstorm? Dick? Kick you in the dick?
Kick you in the dick. Like, yeah. It was something stupid like
yeah,
that. Like,
yeah, dick punch? I can't remember.
That game's great. I love that game. Bulletstorm is so good.
Would you have liked Bulletstorm as much if it didn't have the arcade multiplayer scores?
I feel like, I don't know if you can take it away. Like, that makes the game.
I know, but, like, I'm just saying, like, say, like, they didn't flash up like that.
Okay, hold on. Is the arcade, like, would you say that the arcade multiplier scores and the Devil May Cry ranking system are one and the same?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I like doing combos in Ninja Gaiden, and that shit doesn't have any sort of.
I only say this thing. Because, like, the new Doom is basically the same style of gameplay, but it doesn't have, like, numbers flying out.
And
like
I love Doom.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Like, would it?
I guess I would, because I love Doom.
Okay.
Right?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
All right, it looks sick. I got to play this game.
It looks, man, I didn't know it was People Can Fly. Now that I know it's People Can Fly, I gotta try it at least.
Yeah, get the demo. It's only 22 gigs.
Damn.
Tomb Raider, the recent trilogy, is getting a definitive Survivor Trilogy edition.
Yeah, with, like, all three games, every single piece of DLC.
Yeah.
All your ray tracing needs.
Yeah, I'm gonna get it.
There's, like, a Just Cause mobile game.
There's a Just Cause mobile game. There's a Project Hitman Sniper Assassins game.
Also mobile.
There's an AR Space Invaders. That's the mobile
game. That's weird.
That's the mobile game.
Is it, like, made by Niantic? Gotta walk around finding Space Invaders?
It's by Taito.
All right, they're gonna fuck it up.
Let's talk about Balan Wonderworld.
This game's a, like, we say it all the time, this game's a Pixar movie.
I can't believe, yeah, like, these, are they, do we call these things children's games still?
We didn't get to see any gameplay, really.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like, we're jumping around in suits. Yeah. We don't really know what the game is other than a platformer.
Okay.
And is Mario a children's game?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. All right. There's okay. A new children's game.
Okay. Bubble Bobble for Friends.
And then they have the Toho Bubble Bobble, the yeah. Spell Bubble.
Oh, yeah.
That thing looks awesome. I want to play that.
Darius Cosmic Revelation flies to PS4 and Switch
Hell
this year.
Hell yeah. Give me all the Darius games, baby. I'm going to buy my 16:11 monitor and play Darius.
Go for it, man. Go for it. If you can afford it, I'm not going to stop
go.
You. And that's it for the Square Enix
yeah, that
Presents.
Shit was weak.
It was pretty weak.
It was fucking
weak. It was
weak.
Pretty weak. Yeah. I wish we saw more of Forspoken.
Yeah. Yeah, Forspoken looked cool with the hardcore parkour.
But I'm guessing that'll be coming in the summer with the presentation then.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Whatever.
I think, man, they spent way too much time on Life is Strange. Like,
hell yeah.
Oh my god.
And that game's not even out till later this year.
Who cares?
Yeah, listen.
As soon as she started playing Radiohead Creep,
you were like, I'm in it.
I was like, I get, oh my god, you're so different.
You were like, I'm in it.
You're so misunderstood. I get, shut up.
Yo, why you gotta hate on all the teenagers out there?
Cause fucking, I've been hating teenagers since I was a teenager.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Such an old man.
Because they hated me.
Did you walk out of the womb with a cane? Like, come
Probably,
on.
Probably, yeah. It's born in the wrong generation, bro.
Damn.
Oh, I fucking hate that I was that kid.
Yeah.
So lame.
Mm. Yeah. Ugh. Anyways, we're done.
Yeah,
let's look
at the picks, man.
What'd you do this week?
Between like just taking quick breaks for my paper, I did the quote unquote the not the quote unquote. It's called the Omega content in Final Fantasy 14.
Oh yeah.
So okay. There is a series of I guess trials they're classified as in Final Fantasy 14 where you fight like a boss.
Okay.
And the whole thing is about fighting the boss.
Yeah.
And how it works is that after Heaven, not Heaven's Ward, Stormblood.
Stormblood.
You go and talk to Cid, and he's like, yo, man, this fucking, like, meteor, like, this thing hit the Earth.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, purple ooze.
Okay.
And then, like, here, hey, this chocobo came out of it, but it's the chocobo from Chocobo Dungeons.
Huh?
Yeah, you know the chocobo from Chocobo Dungeons?
Yeah.
The chibi one?
Yeah.
Yeah, he came out of the ooze.
Oh.
So that means we should jump in the ooze. So you jump in the ooze, and it turns out it wasn't a meteor, it was Omega. Because you had earlier released Omega to fight Shinryu in the story. And now Omega is like just in the earth.
Chilling. Just chilling.
Just chilling. So you go in, and he's like, and Omega's like, hey man, you jumped into my ooze. I've been programmed to fight and only fight. In order to get more data to fight, I'm going to fight you.
Wow.
So he sets up.
I sure do like this premise.
There's like some like alternate reality bullshit going on, but who cares? What really matters is that you basically fight Final Fantasy bosses from Final Fantasy Past.
Mm.
There is a whole trial fighting Exodeth.
Yeah.
From 4. There's a whole one fighting what or is it 4? Is Exodeth from 5?
Oh.
Was Exodeth the one that didn't come out here?
I
forget.
I can't remember.
Because I think, yeah, whatever. You fight the Ghost Train from 6.
Awesome.
You fight Kefka. And his whole thing is that he takes the rules of the MMO boss, like AoE markings, and he says, fuck you. So if you watch him, sometimes when he charges a spell, he'll have question marks surrounding him.
Yeah.
And that means that the highlighted areas are actually the safe areas.
Okay.
Right? And so you have to, like, watch him just being a goofball and trying to kill you in different ways. Huh. What else is there? Yeah, the Omega content is really, really good. They're quite possibly the best content I've played so far.
Okay.
In Final Fantasy. Let me see if I can find some of the other... some of the other ones here. Stormblood.
Stormblood.
But yeah, I can't find it in a way where there won't be dead air. But yeah, it was really good. I super, super enjoyed it.
So best part of the MMO so far?
So far, yeah. They were super faithful to everything about those bosses.
Okay.
They had a lot of attacks that were just how you would think you would fight that boss in a 3D space.
Yeah.
And yeah, they were really, really good. I really enjoyed it. And the final boss fight is awesome. You fight Omega because like he like analyzed you and he's like, the human potential is not consistent, and like you have these sparks of, so I will take your form and then I'll split into like a female and a male version, and you have to fight two Omegas at once. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
It's really, really cool. High, even if you don't play the game, just like look it up. Just look up like the Kefka fight or something. It looks really cool. And apparently all of the Savage content, which is the harder versions of all those fights, they all do something extra, like Kefka turns into the god form and shit like that. So they kept it going. They kept it going. The Omega stuff is awesome. Highly recommend it.
Cool.
After that, for film class, I'm surprised I actually haven't watched this movie before. I watched The Big Lebowski.
Oh, you haven't watched this?
I've never watched The Big Lebowski.
I think this is like the first movie I bought on Blu-ray.
Oh, really?
Because I needed something to watch.
Yeah.
And this was like on sale.
Oh, okay. But yeah, it's a Coen Brothers movie.
Yep.
Hanging out with the dude. And the dude gets caught into a very complicated kidnapping scenario.
Sure does.
That he does not want to be in.
Well, sometimes it'd be like that.
Sometimes it'd be like that. And I didn't realize that what that movie is. I didn't know that it was like this whole convoluted murder mystery. I thought it was just like a slice of life type thing where you're just hanging out with the dude.
Mm-hmm.
But this version of a Hollywood male protagonist is so much different than
like nowadays.
Yeah, anything else.
Oh,
right. Like his whole thing is like, I am comfortable with myself.
Yeah.
I know what I want.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a shit that I go bowling every day. Would hang out with my friends. Like, I'm not trying. Like, he knows who he is. And the whole movie is everyone trying to make him something he's not.
Mm.
And it's just him being like, fuck you. I just want to sleep in. Go home. Right? And it's fun. I really enjoyed it. In Coen Brothers fashion, it is very ambiguous ending. And there are certain story things that happen just for shock value, really.
Yep.
But yeah, I see now why that is the cult classic. The dude is very relatable.
He's like your average Joe, but like,
but he's not.
Yeah, like
he's like the ultimate version of the average Joe.
Yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah. Like he's like the evolved form.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's just like, yeah, I know. Like I'm not a dumb dude. Like I know I could probably do it.
Yeah,
but I just don't want to deal with the hassle.
Yeah,
he's the lazy powerful dude in anime. You know, like Shikamaru?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The dude.
I guess. Yeah, that's a good analysis or yeah. Analogy. Yeah.
And then the last thing I did by accident.
This sounds awful.
Is yesterday, I was like, oh, I bought that Onimusha remaster of Onimusha 1 on the PS4. I'll just pop it in.
Yeah.
See what Onimusha looks like. And then I beat Onimusha.
Wow.
I beat it in one sitting.
It was like 6 hours?
Four.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that game's short. And I did a lot of shit. I got almost all the collectibles. I got to the end of the Dark Realm.
Yeah.
I got the end game super weapon where every time I do the magic attack, it one-shots every enemy.
Wow.
I did 90% of that game in 4 hours.
Wow, that's surprising.
That game is short.
Yeah.
That game is good.
Wow. Wow.
I like that game.
Well, all right.
Onimusha holds up. I don't know if that's Boomer Anthony talking, but I liked it.
Okay.
It was good.
Okay.
Samanosuke chilling.
Samanosuke.
Remember Samanosuke?
We.
The guy who teamed up with Leon the Professional in Onimusha 3?
Yeah. Who was it? What's his name? That actor? I can't remember. Jeez. I was like, I remember seeing the cover. I'm like, who the hell is this old white man?
I don't remember.
Like, who's this Russian with the samurai? Like, what happened here?
The character name is Jacques.
Yeah.
Semenovsky changes places with a French officer named Jacques Blanc.
Oh, sorry, he's French. Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh, yeah.
I forget who he was. Oh, Jean Reno.
Jean Reno, yes.
Jean, can't believe Jean Reno was in an Onimusha game. That's so crazy.
That's so mid-2000s.
I love it. 10 out of 10. Do you know Oda Nobunaga?
Sure.
He's the great uniter, bro.
Yeah.
And you know how he's going to unite Japan?
Wow.
With demons.
Oh. Is that how that classic tale went?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
And then he just made a deal with another demon where he's like, you give me the demon power, I'll let you experiment on peeps.
Oh, wow. Just like that, huh?
Just like that. And Oda Nobunaga's like, yeah, man, no probs. Let's go. Hell yeah.
I'm here for you.
I'm here for the power, baby. Yeah, okay. I don't give a shit.
Cool.
Yeah. And I will say, I did not stay true to the retro roots. I used the new and improved analog controls.
Oh, that's right.
I did not use the...
Did you use the D-pad?
You can use the D-pad and play Tank if you want.
Oh, man.
I did not.
Why not?
Because...
No wonder you beat it so fast.
Because I was turning corners like a motherfucker.
Yeah, you're not spending half a minute like, I gotta go this way.
There... Yo, man, you don't understand how many attacks I dodged by being able to run.
I bet.
There's like so many fights in that game where you're like, I bet if I played Tank, this fight's hard as fuck.
Yeah.
But I'm playing analog and I'm just like, oh shit, there's an attack coming.
Yeah. Dodge everything.
Yeah, that game is not made for analog and it makes it so much easier.
I bet. Okay. I love it. That makes more sense.
That game's fun. I liked it.
Okay.
I finished with an A ranking.
Wow.
Because in order to get an S ranking, you need to find all of the hidden stones, which I only got 18 of. I was a little disappointed.
Okay.
And then you have to beat it in under 3 hours.
Oh.
So you got to speed run that shit.
Okay.
But I did unlock Samanosuke's bonus panda costume.
Okay.
So I'm pretty happy about that.
Congratulations.
No problem.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah. That's it.
What's your week?
That's what I did. I've just been looking forward to Monster Hunter now.
Cool. Last week, like we mentioned, it was my birthday weekend.
Yeah.
You guys got me Demon's Souls, and after the podcast, we played some of that.
Hell yeah. That game looks nice.
Holy moly. Even the title screen is nice on that game.
That's a nice looking
game. It's hard as fuck still.
I expect after this podcast that you continue to die in that game.
It is still so infuriatingly hard.
Even though I know what's happening.
Yeah, like I know where all the things are gonna come. It is hard. It is hard. I think I got to the first boss. I haven't beat the first boss. Just got there. And I haven't even leveled up.
Yeah, you kept dying. I don't think you made it back.
No.
Yeah, because you went down you went down the stairs.
Yeah, because I was there. And then I was like, oh, I just die.
Yeah, I don't know why you did that. You'd spent that whole time just being super careful, and then you're like, you know what? What if I just ran down the stairs?
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? Yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah. But it's okay. Cool Boy is going to make it through the game. So,
All right.
I played that. I beat every single piece of content in Overcooked 2.
What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Like, including DLC?
Yeah.
You guys played way too much Overcooked.
We are. Let me tell you this. Me and my girlfriend have incredible communication skills now.
Now? Now specifically?
I think it has only done wonders for our relationship. I feel like we are on the same page now when it comes to ordering each other around.
Okay.
And then we played Moving Out, and it was like none of that even mattered. So.
I want to see you guys play like Lovers in a Dangerous Space.
Yeah, so I was thinking like that. I have that on the PlayStation, I think. So yeah, I'll probably grab that next.
But that one's more like gamey.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, played some Moving Out. That was fun. The other thing I did was played a couple rounds of Overwatch. Oh, I
did you get any of the skins from the event or whatever that was happening?
It was just a Roadhog event.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want it.
All
right. I just wanted to play a couple rounds. All right. And then I picked up, because it was on sale for, I think, like $20, WRC 9 on the PS5.
Mm-hmm. It's up to 9 now?
Yeah.
Man.
And I understand now the purpose of the haptic triggers on the PS5.
Which are?
Because that one does it way more accurately, like the way I thought it was supposed to do it, where like the throttle will get loose and tight depending on what surface, if your wheel has grip or not.
Oh, that's cool.
So like when you're braking, if you don't have ABS on, you're fucked.
That's pretty sweet.
So it's pretty cool. Did that. I went snowboarding. Let me tell you, I've never gone snowboarding when the weather is sunny and it's warm outside.
What's it like?
Awesome.
Wait, really?
Because you're not cold. Yeah, you're not like going in to warm up. You're just...
What happens when you fall?
Well, it's fake snow.
Okay.
So like it's still snow. Well, yeah. It's fine. I wiped out multiple times. Like the next day I was so sore. My back was just like, dude, you're getting old.
Yeah, come on, man. Work out this lower back.
Yeah, like, dude, like you can't just run into trees anymore.
Why not?
It just doesn't work that way. Just do it. So yeah, that was pretty good. Watch more Suits. Formula One's Drive to Survive season 3 came out, and I am just been trying to consume that with all my time. It's good. The only thing is, episode 3, they tried to make Lewis Hamilton out to be the big bad villain,
mm-hmm.
and it was just like, no one buys this shit.
I buy it.
Like, see, like it's.
No, he's a scourge.
he's the only one who's doing like the equality and like.
Nah, man.
Thing going on, whatever.
He's hogging all the points.
I guess so. Yeah, I guess when you're at the top, you got a target. So there you go. But the other thing is like I'm just reliving last season of F1 from last year, and like there was more drama that happened during the season that I don't think they'll be able to address in this entire show, which makes me sad. But also kind of like, fuck, 2020 was an awesome season. So that's that. Otherwise. I've spent the majority of my time researching sim racing setups.
Oh my god. Are you gonna bite the bullet?
Because I was like, I want to buy a wheel. And I was like, I'll just get that Logitech one. Because it's just like the entry-level wheel. It's like a couple $100. It's mm-hmm. pretty simple. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, what am I going to mount it to? My desk? What do I want to play in front of my TV? I need a rig. So I should probably get a rig.
And?
Right? I'm like, well, but these small ones look kind of cheap. What about the ones that have like a seat?
What about the big ones?
Yeah. And then I'm like, I could store it on the other side of my room. Sure.
Okay.
But then if I'm going to buy that much, $7,000 on a rig, shouldn't I get like at least a mid-tier wheel?
Yeah.
Right? But how about I just go all the way?
I love how this is just ramping.
And go get and the Fanatec one that the real eSport, like the officially licensed F1 eSports wheel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's only $1,000?
Yeah.
And then I'm like... So I'm like playing it all in my head. I'm like, you know what? I just gotta wait for the new game to come out. I'll wait for the new Formula One. I'll see how I feel then.
Mm-hmm.
And because like I'll be real, that's the only reason I'm gonna buy it. So I'll wait for the new game, see how I'm feeling then, and then we'll see what the market looks like.
Just buy it now.
No,
just do it now.
No, it's kind of expensive.
Do it now.
It's
yeah, but see, if you by buying it now, you save money later.
How?
Because you bought it now.
What if it goes on sale?
So you don't have to spend the money later.
No.
It's sunk cost. It's already done.
No.
It doesn't matter.
No. It's not a sunk cost.
It's a sunk cost.
It's no.
That's what I hear all the business kids saying.
No, they say it's an investment.
It's a sunk cost.
No, that's not what a sunk cost is. That means I'm going to buy it and then throw it out.
Yeah.
It's no. A sunk cost. No. A sunk cost implies I have made the initial purchase.
Yeah, so you can make it.
No, but I haven't made any purchase.
Just make it, though.
So there is no cost.
But just do the sunk cost.
Yeah, and that's it. That's all I've been doing. I think I've done a lot of other things, but nothing that I can really...
Nothing that matters?
Yeah, nothing that really matters. Like, it's... Yeah. Yeah. Lots of hikes, snowboarding, a lot of time outside, a lot of eating, a lot of cooking. Yeah, nothing too fancy. Anyways... I think that's it for us. That's an episode. We're done.
It's over.
Thank you for listening.
It was fun.
We are
enjoyed it.
A week late, But next week, we're a day late.
A week late.
But next week we'll be on time because next week is Easter. So I think it's next week.
Is it a long weekend?
Yeah.
Oh.
April Fool's Day, Easter weekend. Huh. Have fun, guys. See you then.
Yeah, don't get fooled.